Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, July 10th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
ABVC Biopharma receives 150K milestone from AIBTEL, bringing total licensing revenue to 846 calories across strategic partnerships. ABVC Biopharma Inc. has received a $150,000 cash licensing payment from AIBTEL Biopharma Inc., marking a significant milestone in the commercialization of their late-stage drug candidates ABV-1504 and ABVV-1505 for major depressive disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. With a total of $846,000 in non-dilutive licensing income from strategic partners like ForeseeCon and OncoX, ABVC continues to position itself as a leader in CNS-focused botanical therapeutics. The company's licensing-first strategy aims to generate recurring milestone income and reduce the need for dilutive fundraising, ultimately creating sustainable long-term value for shareholders. The growing demand for alternative CNS therapies globally underscores the importance of ABVC and AIBTL's botanical drug development efforts in providing legal therapeutic alternatives to vulnerable patient populations in need. Mining News breaks Aston Bay Holdings Limited, TSX.by, OTCQB, ATBHF, reports initial drill and geophysical results at Storm Copper Project. Aston Bay Holdings Limited has reported initial drill and geophysical results at the Storm Copper Project on Somerset Island, Nunavut. The company's 2025 exploration program, operated by American West Metals, revealed large conductive anomalies aligned with known copper mineralization. Diamond drilling at the Cyclone Deep's target intersected 47 meters of visual sulfide mineralization, indicating proximity to the cyclone deposit. The project benefits from support through Nunavut's Discover Invest Grow program, highlighting copper's strategic importance in the energy transition. Aston Bay is exploring high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia, USA, and Nunavut, Canada, with advanced negotiations on other lands with copper potential in North America. For more information, visit Aston Bay's website. Why Nevada's Walker Lane could be the next big thing in gold mining. Nevada's Walker Lane is gaining attention in the gold mining sector, with Lahontan Gold's Santa Fe mine project showcasing significant mineralization in the region. With a 1.95 million ounce AOEQ resource base and proven production history, Lahontan is well positioned to benefit from the surge in institutional demand for gold. Despite spot gold prices hitting all-time highs, mining equities have seen outflows, creating an opportunity for investors to capitalize on the fundamental shifts in the market. Lahontan Gold Corp., TSXV, LGB, LGCXF, holds strategic exploration properties in Nevada's world-class mining district, positioning itself as a key player in the evolving precious metals landscape.
AA News breaks, SafePro Group, Inc., named finalist in UNWFP Innovation Program for AI-powered landmine detection. SafePro Group, Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol AI, has been named a finalist in the UNWFP Innovation Program for their AI-powered landmine detection project. SafePro AI, a subsidiary of SafePro Group, was selected out of 579 global submissions for their innovative use of AI to detect landmines in Ukrainian agricultural fields. The project leverages drone imagery and proprietary AI to identify threats, with over 1.66 million images analyzed across 6,705 hectares in Ukraine. This recognition highlights SafePro's commitment to advancing humanitarian demining and global food security through scalable AI solutions.
New study suggests concussions could lead to higher risks of brain cancer. A new study published in JAMA Network suggests that military veterans who experience traumatic brain injuries have a higher risk of developing brain cancer. Dr. Ian Stewart, leading the study, revealed that veterans with moderate to severe TBIs saw a 90% increase in the likelihood of developing brain tumors. Efforts are being made to explore different approaches, such as requiring young athletes in contact sports to wear guardian caps. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc., NASDAQ CNSP, are working on next-generation treatments targeting glioblastoma and other central nervous system cancers. Investors can find more updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals Inc. in the company's newsroom. For more information, visit BioMedWire's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.